Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Special in-studio guest today, Britt Fullerton. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys got a big trivia night coming up for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and we're just over here talking ball, you know. And during the break, we're just talking about basketball and all the fun stuff. And, you know, Britt does a lot of work with local schools. How many schools do you work with regularly?
Regularly?
Like teams and
like
stuff.
Like in person, I try to limit myself. Right now, as we transition into basketball season, it's three because I can't be everywhere.
And sure,
I can't dictate my time if I'm jumping from every team to team. But it's three specifically in Jefferson County. It's the Woodlawn basketball team, which, by the way, they won by 2 points last night.
Congrats, right,
Cooper. But I'm just really excited that, you know, God's put me in a place where I can put two of my passions together, where I get to share Jesus, but also talk about sports and how those coincide and work together, which is really awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what's that's kind of the let's get into that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. For those that maybe don't know, I think most people know what Fellowship of Christian, mm-hmm, they kind of have an idea, maybe.
Yeah,
at least it's been big in you know, high schools around, you know, Southern Illinois for a long, ever since I was in grade, mm-hmm, school and beyond. So yeah, it's definitely been a huge part of, you know, Southern Illinois culture and, mm-hmm, and athletics is to kind of marry those two things together. And I, yeah, feel like it's definitely picked up over the years. But more detail on kind of what Fellowship of Christian Athletes are trying to do, mm-hmm, and how did you get involved? Where did you start? Ooh, and everything like that?
So that is a long story, and it's a good question to ask me, but I got to rein in a couple things because, much like my grandpa, like I'll go forever if, yeah, you give me a good question.
That's why he had an hour-long program.
That's
over
what it
here,
was, yeah,
and it was great.
That's what it was. it started out 4 years ago. I'm actually been on staff with FCA for 4 years now. It started off by Britt being just really upset where God has placed him at one point in time. And I just did what everybody else does, is do a Google search for a ministry opportunity.
Yeah.
And the ministry of FCA job description fell in my lap. And I was like, that sounds perfect for me. And so I applied, and granted, it was a difficult road. It challenged me, because not everybody knows this, but working for FCA, we have to raise our own support to do the ministry of FCA. Mm. And so I was just so blessed that I worked for a nonprofit organization for 4 years prior at Ridden Lake College Foundation, which kind of prepared me for my ministry with,
sure,
FCA, which is kind of awesome, how God works and does that. It's really, mm-hmm, cool. But what we utilize our ministry with FCA is to pair coaches and athletes with the gospel of Jesus Christ. What we try to do is we try to encourage the coaches and athletes in our area, to grow deeper in their faith, not only to help them to compete at a better level, but also to help them grow to be better leaders in our community. And for 4 years, it has been the best job. I've been to get to hang out with so many different teams, so many different coaches, and the relationships that God has built through this ministry, it's just amazing to see. Like, for example, Mount Vernon High School, FCA, we didn't have that for a little bit because of COVID and a couple other reasons. When Coach Tickner passed away, we kind of didn't have an FCA there for a couple years. I think it was two. And when I first started with FCA in 2020, that was kind of my number one agenda. And we got it up and running where FCA is all over Mount Vernon High School, which is really awesome. Getting to see so many coaches and athletes taking upon themselves to, you know, share their faith with the coaches and athletes that they coach and compete with. And so it's just been pretty awesome. And I mean, I can't say good enough things about it. It's,
yeah,
it's truly been a blessing, and God's truly blessed me with the best ministry job that I've ever had.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good stuff. And I think overall it helps not only, you know, in their quest as an athlete, a student, mm-hmm, athlete, or, you know, just trying to grow up, you know, men and women trying to figure out life at that time,
yeah,
but also helps them in defeat too. I feel, yeah, like they can kind of fall back on that sort of thing. I remember, you know, coach at Wayne City, Jake Talbert. You probably, okay, have worked with him plenty.
Oh,
and
awesome.
They lost a tough one a few years back in the sectional region, whatever it was, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. And I texted him, I said, it's tough. And he goes, you know what? It's okay. In the grand scheme of things, mm-hmm, it's okay. So we got a headlong conversation about that. But we have had, you know, we've got a lot to cover here. We could, yep, keep you, and we could talk about FCA just by itself for a long time.
Oh,
and
sure.
But the big reason why you're here is, mm-hmm, you guys have a Christmas trivia night coming up. Now, it says on the event page on the Facebook, a Fullerton family tradition. Is this a legit Fullerton?
Yeah.
Is that where this started?
So it started out, so for those who don't know, my dad, who passed away this last year, we started this out with a tradition with him and the Fullerton side of the family. It started out with kind of like a trivia night where we would try to get rid of items in our household, like okay. almost like a white elephant.
Yeah.
Like there was, I mean, my wife at that point in time was a teacher, so she had all kinds of stuff that we would give away. And so it just started out with that, with just like trivia questions. I was kind of like your Alex Trebek, but I didn't make everybody say, you know, the answer with what is or
yeah.
anyway. But it started out just like that. And so we continued that for a couple years. And when my dad started battling cancer, I mean, we still did it. But after the year he passed was the first year I actually hosted this event, and I switched the name immediately because it was kind of birthed out of something that we did as a family. And mm-hmm. so I truly love this event simply because this is just what my family did. And we've always enjoyed Christmas in my family. We always put up Christmas lights way early. If you go by my house, you'll see that there's lights all over my house. It's crazy. But again, it's just one of the things that, you know, I love Christmas time, and I also love my ministry with FCA. And so this is just one kind of way to kind of enjoy Christmas time, but also help out with the yeah. ministry of FCA.
Yeah. And then, you know, these sort of things, these, mm-hmm. you know, these organizations don't run unless they have great fundraisers and great people supporting them. So that's yeah. exactly what this can be. It's FCA yeah. Christmas Trivia Night. It's on Saturday, December 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. at Kingdom Seed Ministries in the building downtown Mount Vernon. Kind of give us the lay of the land. Is there going to be a dinner? Is it just going to be snacks? I mean, what kind of...
So what we do is we actually have like Christmas beverages, which non-alcoholic, by the way, but like hot chocolate, stuff like that. We have Christmas cookies. Last year, everybody that attended got to walk away with all different kinds of Christmas cookies.
Nice.
So pretty much it's, you know, very Christmas cookie, Christmas hot chocolate, you know. It's very themed that way. No dinner, not yet. That may be something we look into sure. eventually. But just kind of like a very chill atmosphere, a very comforting atmosphere, but also a very competitive atmosphere. We do 10 rounds of trivia from everything from Christmas tradition to Christmas movies to Christmas music to Christmas foods.
You have a Bible trivia round?
We do. Yes. And we... I've learned very quickly, you have to be very specific in some of your questions. Because,
oh, my goodness, yes. yes.
You know, there's multiple different ways you can participate. You could sign up to participate, which is $20 per person. It's really competitive, so no. If you sign up, it's going to be a competitive arena. You could also sponsor. We're still looking for businesses and individuals in our area to sponsor. We have a $100 sponsor level. We have a $500 sponsor level. And we have a $1,000 sponsor level. And then we're also just taking donations. FCA at the end of this year, for my ministry with FCA, I have an end of year giving goal, which is $18,000. And all the proceeds that go to this event help out with trying to reach that goal.
How close are you now?
Right now, right before the end of November, we are at 25%, which doesn't okay. worry me a whole lot because I still have a lot of asks to make in person. And I have over 100 mailers that haven't made their way back yet. So yeah. I'm fairly confident God's going to meet that goal. He has every single year. That's never been a worry or a doubt in my mind. God has been totally faithful to me every single year in my end of year giving. So, yeah.
You're going to have to raise that goal with the second annual Christmas Trivia Night. You know that, right?
Last year, and I'm not lying. When you look at the numbers, end of year wise, last year, my goal was 15,000 and I received 18,000.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, just leave the goal at 18,000.
And then see where we go.
So
yep.
We'll see what happens.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You're definitely going to have to go up with that one with adding this event to your, your routine. And, you know, the golf scramble too, that was a great one. We got to participate in that over the summer and it was a huge success. And we appreciate you having us out there. We can't wait to do it again next year and can't wait to get involved with this Christmas Trivia Night. Saturday, December 21st at Kingdom Seed Ministries in downtown Mount Vernon. Learn more on the FCA Christmas Trivia Night, a Fullerton Family Tradition event page on Facebook. We'll be posting this to our community calendars as well at WMIX94.com under the community tab. Britt Fullerton, our in-studio guest here today. Anything else to add? Did we forgot about maybe?
No, I'm good.
Covered it all?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I think we're good.
Maybe next time we can sit here and talk sports the whole time.
It sounds good to me. Yeah, whenever absolutely. You want.
Britt, thanks for coming in. We appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.